The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 241, listener feedback, episode 22. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop over at Weavers and pick up a t-shirt or a DVD or some kind of Mayberry item that I know you'd enjoy. Head on over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer for Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 241, is Jan Newsom. Thank you, Mayberry Band, and thank you, Jan, for supporting me as I do this podcast every week instead of spending time with you during during the week. Folks, hey, I want to thank you for spending some time with me here in Mayberry. Once again, 241st episode, and this is our 22nd listener feedback episode. Now, we've had more listener feedback than 22 episodes, but we kind of weave it into a lot of our podcast instead of having individual episodes that are all about a particular, you know, listener feedback only. But I had enough this week that I thought it would be interesting if we didn't just give a listen. So our first one is coming in from Calvin, I do believe it is. And I believe he's going to be talking to us a little bit about Cousin Virgil. So Calvin, take it away.
Hey, my name is Calvin. I'm a big, big, big Andy Griffith Show fan. I've just collected all the episodes. I finally got the whole collection of them. And I just started watching them back to back. And one thing I noticed in watching it back-to-back that I never noticed beforehand, when I'd always think of the show, I always thought of it as being wacky and funny and all that, but I was surprised at the number of episodes that are not wacky, funny episodes, but just really touching, heartwarming stories. Almost like the bird episode was more common type. I don't mean a bird dying is common, but you know, those kind of stories that were not wacky comedies, you know, and everybody always think of Annie Griffiths, and they think of things like, Cesareus, and you think of all those funny moments with Otis and all that. Yeah, they're there, but I was surprised at how few those were and how many of the real, how much more of the real touching stories there were. And, you know, I never thought about it until I just started watching them back to back. And I'm even loving the show even more now. Oh, by the way, one blooper I wanted to mention in an episode, and that was, I don't remember the name of it, but it was the one where cousin of Barney comes to town, and he can't do anything right, and he's doing the keys, and he accidentally files them so much that they can't open the cell door, and Otis is trapped in there. And what I noticed on that, they couldn't get the thing open, but if you'll watch right behind Barney, there's a key still hanging on the rack, and I kept thinking, why didn't they just get that key? Because that one wasn't the ones polished.
Oh, I'm gonna pause Calvin right there, and we're gonna talk about these things. You know, he's talking about, you know, there's a lot of episodes of the Andy Griffith Show that are not just they're not just funny. There's tons of funny episodes, but there's so many episodes that show the real love that Andy and Opie had. Mr. McBeavy comes to mind. The of course, he mentioned Opie the Birdman. So many. That's one of the things that makes Andy Griffith Show, I think, special, is not only did it make us laugh, but it also touched our hearts and just drew us in. Now, he also talked about Cousin Virgil. Cousin Virgil on that episode, Virgil had gone and shined up the keys, and Barney was real proud of the good job that Virgil had done shining up the keys to the jail cell. Of course, until he, he figured out that, let's listen to just a little bit of this as we go through it. But he figured out that the keys wouldn't work. So he figured out the keys wouldn't work, and Virgil had shined the keys up so tight, is what Andy decides.
There's something the matter with the lock. It won't turn.
He'd shined them up so much that they wouldn't actually open the door.
All pipe down, Otis. You think we're doing this on purpose?
So Andy tried it, and Barney tried it. Now, what you'll see in the if you watch it is Barney hangs one of the keys back up behind him.
It's the key. Virgil did such a good job of polishing it, he wore down the teeth, and they won't turn the tumblers.
Oh, poor Virgil. All right, so if you actually watch the shot, you actually can see. Let me turn this down here while I show you. When you actually watch the actual video clip, if you watch Barney, you'll see him hang the keys up behind him. So what Calvin was seeing, the other key that was hanging behind Barney, was the key that he had just hung up between the two jail cells on the nail. So you'll see that clear as day right there in front of you. So don't feel like that you're missing out on something right there, that they could have just used that other key. That's not what would have happened. So I hope Calvin is listening, so he'll find out about that. Let's hear the rest of what Calvin had to say, because he's got some more.
Real quick. Is there anybody ever plan to release the Mayberry RFD episodes so that I have everything complete of Mayberry? Can you let me know? Thank you, and you have a wonderful show. Bye.
All right. Well, Calvin, hey, thank you for taking time to call in. We appreciate all that. And getting to go back and look at that Cousin Virgil episode, whether or not they used the wrong key or not, I enjoy going back and doing some research and looking at this. Just a smile on Virgil's face just brings a smile to mine. But you were asking about Mayberry RFD. Now, Mayberry RFD is not, as far as I know, there's no plans currently for it to be released. But the issue with that has always been that it's a different studio. So Paramount doesn't own Mayberry RFD. It was a Warner Brothers production. At least that's my understanding. So they have the rights to the episodes. And they just don't see a big market for the release of Mayberry RFD, because they've talked about it for years. We've been hearing rumors for years and years, and it's just never happened. So that's the status, and that's where we are. So we're waiting around hoping that someday somebody's going to release Mayberry RFD, and we'll all be able to watch not only all the Andy Griffith Show, but Mayberry RFD as well. Because it's I would enjoy seeing them, just because it's Mayberry. It's the town of Mayberry, and it'd be fun to see what happens to Goober and Howard and Emmett and Sam Jones. You get to see what was happening to them there in Mayberry, because it's our hometown, right? I'd like to see them, no matter whether people think they're as good as the Andy Griffith Show or not. It would still be fun for me to actually see. All right, so thanks again, Calvin, for calling. And now we've got another phone call, and this is from Dick Richards. So go ahead, Dick.
Hey, Alan. This is Dick Richards from North Carolina. I just got done listening to episode number 233 podcast. And I want to say that if people have not read Mayberry 101 by Neil Brower, they need to do that, because there's some wonderful information in there from the writer's perspective on how the shows were set up and how names of the characters in the Andy Griffith Show were derived from the experiences of the writers. What I've been doing is watching the episodes that I've DVD'd of Andy and having the book in hand and going down following the script of the book as I watch the show. But I would highly recommend that book to could be read, and he would thoroughly enjoy it. It really enhances the experience that we have with the Andy Griffith Show. Thanks for doing a great job on the podcast, and I appreciate all your efforts, Alan. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. And you're right, Mayberry 101 by Neil Brower. If you have not read that book, head over to Weaver's Department Store. There's only a few in stock right now, so head over there and get you one. It's only $17, $19 was the price, so it's on sale right now if you're listening to it near the time when we're recording. But it's a great book, Mayberry 101. There are 528 pages. It's got all kinds of stuff from the writing teams like Jim Fritzell and Everett Greenbaum, Harvey Bullock and Ray Allen, Bill Adelson and Sam Brobeck. There's just all kinds of great stuff there, insights into why things happen on certain episodes and what was actually going on in the writers' minds as they wrote the episodes. So I definitely want to encourage you. It is fun to watch an episode and look at the book and read the notes about that particular episode while it's fresh in your mind. And Neil Brower, a great guy, great writer, really enjoy, very thorough. You don't want to miss it. So head over and get you a copy of Mayberry 101, Behind the Scenes of a TV Classic. That's the name of it. All right, so we got another call in from our friend Gary Page. I believe he's even in our chat room tonight. So, Gary, take it away.
Hi, Alan. Gary Page calling from Columbus, Ohio. Listen, I was just watching an episode of Andy Griffith, A Date for Gomer. And I tell you what, that tie sure looks familiar. Purple tie with acorns. I think that's the same tie old Ben Weaver wore. And the episode entitled The Shoplifter. Sure, it looks like the same tie. Well, this probably brought up before. I'm sure I'm not the first one to spot it. But I just thought I'd give you a holler. Thanks so much. May God's richest and may God's best be yours. Bye-bye.
All right, Gary. Well, thank you for calling in. And I think I have heard about this before, but I had never researched it and looked into it. So I did some screen grabs, and I'll put some of the images up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/twochairs, and you can go and look at them. You'll see the tie with acorns on it right there that Gomer's wearing, and I got a lot of good screen grabs of it. Then I went over to the Shoplifter, which was later that same exact season, and pulled up some shots of Ben Weaver while he was looking over Barney's shoulder. When Barney had dressed up in a hunting outfit, you remember that? He was watching for the shoplifter, and he was, it's later in the episode, he was dressed in his hunting outfit. Well, he went over and accused the lady of shoplifting, and Ben came over. Well, the tie Ben's wearing is almost certainly the exact same tie that Gomer was wearing. And I even, you know, I did as many screenshots as I could of it, so you would be able to see the different ties. And then I did one shot that I pulled together, the two guys looking right at each other that I'll put online. And you can definitely tell that Gomer and Ben are wearing the exact same tie. It's really clear in the zoomed in version that I ended up with. You can really tell that that's the same tie that Ben and Gomer are wearing. So good eye, Gary. Way to go, catching this little tidbit for all the Mayberry fans out there to see. You're right. A Date for Gomer. A Date for Gomer was episode number, let's see, it was episode number 104 aired. And so it aired in November the 25th, 1963. And then A Shoplifter, which was the episode with Ben wearing that tie, was in November of 64. And it was episode number 116 aired. So that means that Gomer had already worn the tie earlier in the season. And then Ben Weaver, you know, when they dressed him, they put the tie on Ben and Gomer as well. So both of them had worn the same tie. So good eye, Gary. And thank you for pointing it out and bringing the attention. Because be watching for that, guys. That's it really is amazing to me that you would notice that you know, that was several months later, 6 months nearly, from November to March. so that you guys, you know, when you would watch it, even if you're watching them right in a row, those episodes are, how many did I say? It was 104 to 116. So that's, 12 episodes apart. So good eye that you remembered that that was the same tie. So good job. All right, we have one final call, and this is from Michael Oliver. So, Michael, take it away.
Hey, Alan. It's Michael Oliver from the Brevard, North Carolina area. I just wanted to call and let you know I enjoyed your podcast. I listen to it fairly often. It's always interesting to hear what's going on in the Mayberry community and the interesting things people find, like Ken Junkin and the Reggie cooler, the people studying about Goober's age. That's very interesting, especially 11 three-quarter years and only 24 years old, except he was 37, and that's pretty cool stuff. People look over that and really dig into it. That's what it's all about. So also want to let you know I enjoyed spending time with you in Westminster. It was a great time. I look forward to seeing you again. And just keep up the good work you do, and we all appreciate it. And I enjoy listening to you. Talk to you soon.
Hey, that's great. So, Michael, if you don't know, if you weren't in Westminster, you might not have seen him, but Michael kind of dresses up like Gomer Pyle. So you'll find him if you look around on some of the internet sites. There's some pictures of him out there. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you might see him. But he was dressed up like Gomer Pyle, and it was a big hit because, boy, he's a tall fella, and he was slouching over and everything to make himself look as much like Gomer as possible. So a great job, Michael, and thank you so much. Christy McClendon, who does Andalina with us, she had several really good pictures of him with Michael and Barney that she posted on Facebook. So if you're friends with her, you'll definitely see him. It was a lot of fun. So thank you, Michael. I'm glad you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you for just adding even more Mayberry joy for folks, doing your Gomer Pyle for them, during, Westminster. It was a great event, a great show, a lot of fun. And I just want to thank you. It's always fun for me to see folks having a good time with Mayberry and see people smiling, and we got a new person involved. It's even better. So I want to thank you. I want to thank all of you guys who took the time to call in. It's always great to hear from you. And I want to encourage any of you to give me a call at 888-684-8415. Cause I'd love to hear from you as well. I always love hearing from you guys. You can drop by our Facebook page over at facebook.com/2chairs. If you'd like to see what's going on, leave comments there as well. Or you can drop by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave comments on any of the show notes for any of the episodes. We'll get them. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or call in like they did at 888-684-8415. Till next time, guys, you guys have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.